Welcome to a brand new episode, Morning Devotion. We will be looking through the Bible every morning. Today's special guest on your favorite podcast is Reverend Dozy Monomé, a pastor, a father, and an evangelist who loves the Lord deeply. In this episode, you're going to learn how to begin your day with Jesus through His Word.
Today's morning devotion is from Psalm chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Psalm chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. And it says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. The verse says, I lay down and slept. I awoke. In this verse, David used both of these as evidence of God's blessing. Sleep was a blessing because David was under such intense pressure from the circumstances of Absalom's rebellion that sleep might be impossible, but he slept. Waking was another blessing because many wondered if David would live to see a new day. Given the stress and pressure that David was under, his possible murder, the overthrow of his throne and kingdom, and friends and family turning against him, he must have been a very burdened man, and sleep must not have come easy. When we are faced with tremendous trials and tribulations in our life, we often find ourselves struggling to eat or sleep to the point that it affects our health. In this passage, David demonstrated strong faith by declaring that he was able to sleep because of God's sustaining power and grace. So my brothers and sisters, the same sustaining power, the same grace, the same peace that David knew and enjoyed, that allowed him to sleep in terrible times, is available to you right now. You just have to have the faith of David to stand upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30 says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. In order for us to experience the rest that David knew, we must be willing to come to Christ, and not only to come to Him, but we must also learn from Him. We do that in daily Bible reading, attending small Bible study group, Sunday school, and worship. The more we learn and the more experience, the more our faith becomes determined. God sustains us in our sleep, but we take it for granted, isn't it? But think of it in a moment. You are asleep, unconscious, dead to the world. Yet you breathe. Yet your heart pumps. Yet your organs operate. Isn't that amazing? Of what God is doing for us. Isn't that amazing? For His protection upon us. Isn't that amazing? The way He sustains us. Isn't that amazing, my brothers and sisters? The verse goes on to say that I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. From this passage, we could see David's confidence and stand in God, no matter what the enemy throws at him. With God sustaining David, he could stand against any foe. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody. For he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. God is the one who protects you and me. He decides who lives or not. All powers belong to him, my brothers and sisters. If you are struggling to sleep, ask God to give you sleep. If you are in any medication to get you to bed, please ask God to give you sleep. Medication does not give sleep, but God is the one who gives sleep. He is in charge. He knows everything about us. Psalms chapter 127 verse 2 says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. God is the one who gives sleep. You can buy it or earn it. It is God's choice for his beloved. God bless you and have a nice day. Bye.
Hope you enjoy this episode. Please make sure to leave a review. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Hit the subscribe now and don't miss the next episode.